The Lord shows up to Joshua and said, hey, Joshua, I want you to take the Ark of the Covenant. I want you to get these Jews in line. And that's a pretty tough, you know, that's like corralling cats. And to get these Jews in line and go over there and walk around Jericho. Okay. And so he did it. He didn't tell them to go fight Jericho. He said, walk around it. He said, now do that again. For 7 days, they did that. And the 7 days was over. They walked around it 7 times. And he said, everybody shout. And the walls came down. And the Lord was showing the Jewish people, hey, look, do what I tell you to do. I'll give you the victory. That was the beginning process for capturing the promised land, which God told them they had to do.
And, you know, that was a tremendous lesson right there, was it not, Jimmy? I mean, as you said, God said to them, you do what I tell you to do, and I'll give you the land. So right away, not only were they up against a trial, but in the face of that trial, God showed his faithfulness, did he not?
He certainly did. And, you know, that's what's so practical for us today. People don't want to read the Old Testament. They say, well, I'll read the New Testament because it's got the Gospels there. It's got the epistles there. It's got the book of Revelation. I'll read it. But why study in the Old Testament? Well, here is a great truth. If we will do what he tells us to do, if we will allow his word to be in our heart and abide by him and obey what he asks us to do, he's going to bless us. That's just a very practical lesson we learned from the Israelites under the leadership of Joshua some 3,500 years ago.
Well, and you know, it's interesting to note that in Joshua chapter 11 and verse 23, Jimmy, it says, so Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord said unto Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel according to their divisions by their tribes, and the land rested from war.